The jury in the trial of Harvey Weinstein has just finished its first day of deliberations. Weinstein is on trial for two charges of predatory sexual assaults. The case began in early January, and our US correspondent Nick Harper has been covering the trial. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jesse.
First question a lot of people have is, we know that the trial only involves two claimants. Why only two when so many women came forward?
Well, that's right. Yeah, 80 women in total, more than 80 women, have come forward with accusations against Harvey Weinstein. But in this criminal trial, he's just being charged with accusations from two women. It all comes down to the statute of limitations. Essentially, all of the other accusations happened too long ago to be prosecuted. These two accusers, though, their claims relate to alleged assaults in 2006 and 2013. So they're within the time frame that can be prosecuted. But the prosecution, as well as bringing forward these two women with their specific criminal accusations, have also brought forward four other women to testify, including the former actress from The Sopranos, Annabelle Sciorra. She says that she was violently raped by Harvey Weinstein. Now, the prosecution are doing that to try and provide supporting evidence, really, to show that he was a sexual predator at heart. And these women have come forward with their accusations. Only two of them can have these criminal charges against Weinstein, but there are many, many others with similar stories to tell.
And how has Weinstein's legal team approached his defence?
Well, throughout, they've said that these encounters were consensual. They're saying that the women have really tried to manipulate Harvey Weinstein, that he is the victim here, because these are women who were simply looking to further their careers. They've also presented evidence, including dozens of emails and text messages from these two women, showing, they say, that there was affection, that there was friendly terms between Weinstein and these accusers, suggesting, therefore, that there was no forced rape, there was no forced sexual assault. These were consensual relations between the accusers and Weinstein.
So what happens now? I understand that one of the defense lawyers has actually been cautioned by the judge.
She has, yeah. Donna Rotino, she's the lead defense lawyer from Harvey Weinstein. She put out an op-ed piece in the Newsweek magazine in which she told the jury to do the right thing. The judge said that she could not talk to the press. She couldn't directly address the public and the jury in that way. The prosecution said that it was tantamount to witness tampering. However, she went ahead and did that. She also gave an interview at one point during the trial in which she was asked if she'd ever been sexually assaulted. She had said that she hadn't, because I would never put myself in that position. And that brought forth a slew of complaints and accusations from sexual assault survivors saying that she was involved in victim blaming. So the press and the judge have been very hard on her over the last few weeks, in particular to her comments and the things that she said directly to the jury.
We have around a minute left. Nick, what can you tell us about what the jury is doing at the moment and any clues as to how they're thinking?
Well, day one of deliberations have finished. They have come forward with some extra questions. It's an opportunity for them to get some clarification on what they've heard during this six-week trial. It has been a long trial. And I guess one of the problems that they will have to weigh up in all of this is it comes down to, he said, she said, there isn't any material evidence that the prosecution has been able to provide. It simply comes down to the word of these two women versus the word of this Hollywood producer. It is very much, I guess, a watershed moment for this Me Too movement. Over the last few years in the US, we have seen a number of high-profile celebrities be held to account, the likes of Bill Cosby, the actor and comedian who was jailed for 10 years for similar sexual misconduct. And now we have Harvey Weinstein. There are a lot of people, I guess, within the Me Too movement community who are pinning their hopes on all of this. But of course, his defense team say that he is the victim in all of this. We've had a day of deliberations. We may have several more, the jury having to weigh up his fate, because he could face life in bars if they convict him.
Thanks very much. Nick Harper, our US correspondent on the trial of Harvey Weinstein. The jury is out, and when they have a verdict, we'll let you know.